This is the Sakha Murli of the 10th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, do such service with your bodies, minds and wealth, and your thoughts, words and deeds, that you receive the return of it from the Father for 21 births. However, while serving, let there not be any disagreements with one another. Question. What is the way to put intensity into the service that Baba inspires you to do according to the Dharma? Answer. Let there be unity and no conflict among yourselves. If there is any conflict, what service would you do? This is why you all have to meet together and discuss everything among yourselves and help one another. Baba is your helper anyway, but you have to understand the accurate meaning of children who maintain courage receive help from the Father and become helpers in this big task. Om Shanti. You sweetest children come here to the spiritual Father in order to be refreshed. Having been refreshed, you must definitely do something and show everyone when you go back. Each and every child has to give the proof of service. For instance, some children say that they want to open a center. Service is also done in the villages. You children must always be thinking about serving with your thoughts, words, deeds, bodies, minds, and wealth in such a way that you receive the return of that from the Father for your future 21 births. You must have this concern. Do I do anything? Do I give this knowledge to others? You have to have these thoughts throughout the day. You may open a center, but there shouldn't be any disagreements between husband and wife at home. There shouldn't be any chaos. Sannyasis run away from the chaos at home. They don't care and simply go away. Does the government try to stop them? It is just men who go away. Nowadays, some women who don't have anyone or who have disinterest have emerged, and sannyasis teach them too. They, the sannyasis, carry out their business through them. And they, the sannyasis, keep all the money. In fact, once they have left their homes, there is no need for them to keep any money. So the Father is now explaining to you children. It should enter the intellect of each one of you that you have to give the Father's introduction to others. Human beings don't understand anything. They are senseless. The Father's order for you children is, sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls. Don't just be pundits. Also benefit yourselves. Become Sato Pradhan by having remembrance. You have to make a lot of effort. Otherwise, you will have to repent a great deal. Some say, Baba, I forget you again and again. I have many other thoughts. Baba says, they will come. You have to stay in remembrance of the Father and become Sato Pradhan. Souls who have become impure have to become pure by remembering the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father gives directions to you children. O obedient children, I order you to remember me so that your sins will be cut away. The first thing you have to tell them is that incorporeal Shiv Baba says, remember me. I am the purifier. It is by remembering me that your sins will be absolved. There is no other way. Nor can anyone show you any other way. There are so many sannyasis. They invite you to participate in yoga conferences. You know that no one is going to benefit through their hatha yoga. There are many yoga ashrams where they don't know anything about Raj Yoga. They don't even know the Father. The unlimited Father comes and teaches you true yoga. The Father makes you children the same as Himself. I am incorporeal, and I take this body temporarily. The lucky chariot is definitely that of a human being. A bull would not be called that. It is not a question of a horse or chariot. There is no question of a battle either. You know that you only have to battle with Maya. It is remembered, those who conquer Maya conquer the whole world. You can explain very well, but you are still learning. While learning, some fall down completely. There is a lot of conflict. Sometimes, even two sisters don't get on well. They become like salt water. There shouldn't be any conflict among yourselves. If there is any conflict, the Father would say, what service would you do? This is the condition of many good children. If the rosary were to be created now, it would be said to be a defective rosary. There are still certain defects in the children. According to the drama plan, Baba inspires you to do service. He continues to give directions. Go and lay siege to encircle Delhi. It isn't just one who has to do this. Discuss this among yourselves. All of you must be in agreement. Baba is alone, but he is not going to carry out this task without his children, who are his helpers. You open centers and take people's opinions. Baba asks, are you helpers? You reply, yes, Baba. If there were no helpers, nothing could be achieved. Friends and relatives come to your home. Even if they insult you or taunt you, you mustn't be concerned about that. You children have to sit and have discussions among yourselves. When a center is opened, they all sit together and write to Baba, Baba, we are doing all of this with the advice of the teacher. In the Sindhi language, they say, put one and two together and it becomes 12. If there are 12 together, then very good advice will emerge. In some places, they don't even ask one another for advice. Can anything be done in that way? Baba would say, until you have unity in your gathering, how can you carry out such a big task? There are small shops and big shops. They all gather together. No one says, Baba, you help us. First of all, you have to create your helpers. Then Baba says, when the children maintain courage, the Father gives help. It isn't that you first have to ask Baba for help. First, maintain courage and then... They don't understand the meaning of this. First of all, you children have to have courage. Which children give help and in what form? Write the whole chart. This one gives this help. Everything has to be given in writing officially. It isn't that each one would say, I am opening a center and so help me. In that case, could Baba not open them? However, that is not possible. A committee has to get together. It is number-wise among you too. Some don't understand anything at all. Some remain very happy. Baba feels that you have to remain very happy in this knowledge. You must have the happiness that you have now found the Father, Teacher, and Guru in the One. No one in the world knows these things. Shiv Baba alone is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier and bestower of salvation for all. The Father of all is one. This is not in the intellect of anyone else. You children now know that He is the knowledgeful one, the liberator, and the guide. So, you have to follow the Father's directions. Get together and have a discussion among yourselves. When you have to spend money, you can't just follow the directions of one person. Everyone has to help. You need to have that much wisdom. You children have to give this message to every home. Some ask, "We have received a wedding invitation. Should we go there?" Baba says, "Why not? Go and do service. Bring benefit to many. You can also give a lecture. Death is just ahead." The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. Here all are sinful souls. They continue to insult the Father. They turn you away from the Father. It is remembered that there are those with non-loving, divorced intellects at the time of destruction." Who said this? The Father himself says, "Their intellects don't have love for me. Their intellects have no love at the time of destruction. They don't know me at all." Only those who have loving intellects and who remember me will gain victory. Even if they do have love but don't remember me, they will claim a low status. The Father gives directions to you children. The main thing is to give everyone the message. Remember the Father and you will become pure and a master of the pure world. According to the drama, Baba has to take an old body on loan. He enters this one in his age of retirement. It is only in their age of retirement that people make effort to search for God. In devotion, they believe that they will find the path to meet God by chanting and doing tapasya, etc. They don't know when they will find Him. They have been performing devotion for birth after birth. No one has found God. They don't understand that Baba will come when the old world has to be made new again. Only the Father is the Creator. There is that picture, but they don't show Shiva in their picture of the Trimurti. They have shown Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar without Shiv Baba. It is as though the head has been chopped off. Without the Father, they have become orphans. The Father says, "I come and make you belong to the Lord and Master. You belong to the Lord and Master for 21 births. You don't have any difficulty." You also say, "Until we met the Father, we were orphans and had degraded intellects." They speak of the purifier, but they don't know when he will come. The pure world is the new world. The Father explains everything so simply. You also understand that you now belong to the Father, and so you will definitely become the masters of heaven. Shiv Baba is the master of the unlimited. It was the Father who came and gave you your inheritance of peace and happiness. In the Golden Age, there was happiness, and all the rest of the souls were in the land of peace. You now understand all of these things. Why would Shiv Baba have come? He would surely have come to make the world new and to purify the impure. He carries out an elevated task. Human beings are in total darkness. The Father says, this too is fixed in the drama. The Father sits here and awakens you children. You now know this whole drama and how the new world becomes old. The Father says, now renounce everything and remember the one Father. We don't dislike anyone. You have to explain this. According to the drama, there has to be the kingdom of Maya. The Father says, sweetest children, this cycle is now coming to an end. You are now receiving God's directions, and you have to follow them. You must no longer follow the directions of the five vices. You have been following the directions of Maya for half a cycle and have become Tamopradhan. I have now come to make you Satopradhan. This is a play about becoming Satopradhan and Tamopradhan. It isn't a question of defamation. Some ask, why did God create this play of coming and going? The question of why does not arise. This is the cycle of the drama, and it continues to repeat. This drama is eternal. The Golden Age has passed, and it is now the Iron Age. The Father has now come once again. Continue to say, Baba, Baba, and you will continue to benefit. The Father says, these things are extremely deep and entertaining. It is said a golden vessel is needed for the milk of a lioness. How will your intellects become golden? The intellect is in the soul. The soul says, my intellect now goes to Baba. I remember Baba a great deal. Your intellects go in other directions while just sitting somewhere. Your intellects continually remember your business, etc. Then it is as though your intellects don't listen to you. This takes effort. As death comes closer, you will continue to stay in remembrance. At a time of death, everyone says, remember God. The Father himself now says, remember me. It is now the stage of retirement for all of you. You have to return home, and this is why you have to remember me. Don't listen to anything else. Burdens of the sins of many births are on your heads. Shiv Baba says, at this time, all are like Ajamil. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance, through which you will become pure. There has to be a lot of love among yourselves. Take advice from one another. The Father is the ocean of love, and therefore you must have a lot of love for one another among yourselves. Be soul conscious and remember the Father. You even have to go beyond the relationship of brother and sister. Don't have yoga with brothers or sisters. Have yoga with the one Father alone. The Father says to souls, remember me and your vicious vision will end Don't perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. Storms will definitely come into your minds. The destination is very high. Baba says, when you see that your physical senses are deceiving you, become very cautious. If you do something wrong, everything is finished. It is said those who ascend become the masters of heaven. Nothing can happen without your making effort. A lot of effort is required. Break off all bodily relations, including those of your bodies. Some don't have any bondage, and yet they remain trapped. They don't follow the Father's Srimat. You may have 100,000 to 200,000 rupees, and you may belong to a big family, but Baba still says, don't become trapped in your business too much. Become one who is in the stage of retirement. Reduce your expenses. Poor people live in such a simple way. Look at the inventions that have emerged now. Don't even ask. Wealthy people have nothing but expenses. Otherwise, what does your stomach need? Just a quarter of a pound of flour, that's all. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Be very loving to one another, but don't have yoga with brothers or sisters. Don't perform any sinful actions with your physical senses. 2. Follow the directions of God and become Setu Pradhan. Renounce the directions of Maya. Make your gathering very strong and become one another's helpers. Blessing. May you perform the act of balancing your qualifications with your aim and experience the ascending stage and so become complete and perfect like the Father. You children want to benefit the world, and you also have the elevated desire to become equal to the Father. However, there is a difference that must be visible to yourself and others between your aim and its qualifications. Therefore, perform the act of keeping this balance for the ascending stage and finish any difference. You have that thought, but keep your thought filled with determination and you will receive the blessing to become complete and perfect like the Father. Now change the spinning of the two types of discus that take place. There is the discus of self-realization, but also the discus of looking at others. Also, stop being trikaldashi about wasteful matters and have pure and positive thoughts for yourself and only spin the discus of self-realization. Slogan. To receive the fortune of doing service is the greatest fortune. Avyakta signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage. Practice forgetting your body and the world of bodies and become bodiless, a resident of the supreme abode. And then from being a resident of the supreme abode, become stable in the avyakta stage. Then come into sound to do service. While doing service, maintain the awareness of your form. Engage your intellect wherever you want in less than a second, and you will then pass with honors. Om Shanti.